The West Live.
The West Live
with Ben O'Shea.
Mark Duffy.
By golly gosh.
And Glenn Quarterman.
Wow-wee.
Together, they are Duff and Quarters.
You know who.
Yeah, we've only got the West's chief football writer, Mark Duffield, with us at the moment. Hang on, here comes Quarters, the late entry. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hello, Ben.
How you doing?
Very well. Do you know I've had two goes at going to work today?
What's happened?
Woke up this morning, looked at the clock on the other side of the bedroom. It's a digital. I thought it read 8:30. Got my wife up. She got me a cup of coffee, jumped in the shower, put some clothes on, came to work. Got as far as Herdsman Parade, looked at the clock in the car and it said 7:10. And I'd misread the clock.
It said 6:30. You thought it was, oh my God.
I couldn't believe the run I was having with the lights. And I couldn't believe how many cyclists there were on the road.
My mate did that at 6 p.m. one night when he thought it was 6 a.m. because he was doing a lot of shift work and they switched them around. He gave his dog a feed at the wrong time of day. Everything was weird.
Well, it's also that time of year, right, where it's getting unusually bright in the morning. And I think it's caught me by surprise a little bit as well. I get up now and I think, hang on a minute. It used to be pitch black. Now I need my sunglasses to drive to work at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
And so what are we going to talk about today?
Well, right now, I think Josh Giddey is about to step onto court for the Oklahoma City Thunder against Utah Jazz to make his NBA debut. Pick 6 in last year's draft. Melbourne boy, 21 years of age and 20 feet.
Wow.
And he's, I think he's Nigerian descent, but went to St. Kevin's College, so he should have a good rah-rah chant after the game.
How tall is he?
20, so he's 2 metres.
2 metres?
Mm.
Big lad.
Mm. So good luck to him.
Good luck to him.
And someone who won't be stepping onto the court is Ben Simmons.
I was just about to ask you. So what is going on
there? I'm over it. Over it.
Well, what's happening? For people who don't know about this, he's the Australian NBA superstar. You know, maybe didn't have the best playoffs last year where he couldn't hit a bucket to save his life and didn't go to the Olympics and play for the Boomers. And now he's refusing to take the court for the Philadelphia 76ers.
Big mistake.
So clearly he's trying to force them into a trade scenario and he's just making a goose of himself.
Yep. And what is the, do we know why he wants a trade?
Well, I think he believes it's an irreconcilable differences sort of scenario. Obviously, he was stung by some of the criticism, and we don't know what went on inside the four walls of the organisation when that was unfolding in the playoffs last year. But you know what? You didn't shoot well in the playoffs.
Well, didn't shoot.
And it comes down to that open shot that he didn't take, and there was a lot of criticism internally about that. Externally, he wasn't performing. So I think he wants to. But look, you've signed a contract. It's a 3-year extension. You've signed it. You've got to honour it. So, yeah. And sometimes when it's the world versus you, you've got to realise maybe it's me.
It's not a good thing when you if you'd picked up the West Australian today and found himself being compared to Bernard Tomic. That's not a great thing, I have to say.
Yeah, no, you never want to be compared to Bernard Tomic, whether it's on the sporting field or off it. He does some of his best work in the nightclubs, though, has to be said.
Yes.
Oh, Bernard.
Well, he certainly doesn't do it on the tennis court anymore.
Bit of AFL news floating around re-round one. A lot of conjecture over what it will be. What we think it will be is Carlton v Richmond opening again. Now, a bit of criticism over that. They've played 13 of the last 14 opening rounds. I think Richmond's won the last 8. But I actually want this played. I'm fascinated. We've got Michael Voss coaching Carlton. Richmond, where are they going to be? Are they on the decline or have they got one more in them?
Do they have one more in them? It looked like the wheels are starting to fall.
They got a challenge. They can mount one.
I'm kind of thinking, and I'm thinking the same thing about West Coast. I'm not thinking the same thing about Geelong. I think Geelong are shot, but I think you don't want to leave that last year out there. Mm. So take the shot. The line I'm using in the take the shot. Unlike Ben Simmons, the line I'm using in the story in the West today is it's like Emilio Estevez in Young Guns 2. I will finish the game. Finish the game, boys.
Was that as good as the original?
That's a pretty deep cut.
Yeah.
For the fans
too.
Out there,
is that
Young
as good
Guns
as the original, though?
Finish the game. No, it's not as good as the
original.
I've heard people quite. Citizen Kane, some of the other. What is the other one? I've forgotten the name of it. With Tommy Lee Jones and Tom Cruise. You know, You Can't Handle the Truth.
A few good men.
Yeah. A few good men. People quite. A few
Jack
good men.
Jack Nicholson.
Young Guns 2, I don't think anyone's ever quoted a line from
Well, now I have.
Is Lou Diamond Phillips in that one as well? Did he get shot?
Yes, he is. Yes, yes. Chavez. He was Chavez.
Have you just watched it recently or something?
No, but I have watched it a few times.
It's really resonating.
I'm going to segue out of that. And there's another, thankfully, there's another, Melbourne's talking, playing the Western Bulldogs grand final rematch, probably on the Saturday night. And the word is that because Melbourne's been so starved of footy, there's some talk of a bit of a festival of footy, which may mean that it's all the Victorian clubs playing each other and the interstate clubs playing each other, and certainly a West Coast Frio Derby, a showdown in South Australia. So that would be interesting if that comes about.
Might buy them a little bit of time with border issues as well. Mm. Obviously, we'll be getting to a point at that stage where we think maybe the border restrictions will start to ease in WA, but we may be a little bit slower than other states. And obviously, you've just been talking to someone from Victoria about those sort of issues and vaccination issues. And we've had an AFLW player this week, Van Hagen from Adelaide, saying she's not going to be vaxxed. And Tom McDonald saying that while he has been vaxxed, he doesn't believe they should be mandating for people to be vaccinated.
Just on that issue, I took great offence, Novak Djokovic saying it's nobody's business, it's a private matter. Sorry, Novak, it is everybody's business.
Yeah.
You're the world number one tennis player. You set an example, but also it is everyone's business. Get double vaxxed. And if you don't want to, don't play tennis. That's fine, and certainly don't come to Australia. Just one thing.
It is everybody's business. Yeah. If you catch COVID because you're not vaccinated, and then you give it to someone's nana who can't because she's immunocompromised, and you kill her, well, it's definitely not just your business anymore, is it?
Well, it's called public health for a reason.
Yeah.
Now, Duff and I, after this, are just going down to the nets. We're going to have a few thrown at us, and we're going for the opening spot for the T20 on Saturday night.
They're in a world of hurt, the Aussies, just because of lack of match practice to key players. I mean, David Warner's barely played.
One overnight to follow his duck.
Yep.
Eight balls he faced in the IPL.
Aaron Finch has barely played because he's had knee surgery, so we're kind of going to be cobbling together. I think not a good way to be going into a T20 World Cup.
We haven't won one, and Pete, there's not much interest I can ascertain out there
at the moment.
Start winning a few, there'll be a bit of interest. Don't worry, we're a bit like that here.
And where is it happening?
In UAE.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So Saturday, South Africa opening game.
Is that in Abu Dhabi?
I think so.
Temperatures,
yes.
Or as we say in Perth, Abu Derby.
And temperatures, what, it'd be north of 30 every day, wouldn't they?
It's a stinking hot day here.
Yeah.
But look, it'll be really interesting to see. I think they should give him one more go. I don't think beyond that, if he fails again. And then we'll be interested to see, do they go with Matthew Wade, with Finch, do they... Josh Inglis is sitting in the wings, so really fascinating to see how it unfolds.
Talking about cricket, some disturbing allegations about Michael Slater this week.
Yes.
Not been a good 12
months. Those things are bigger than the game and need to be taken care of in a way that is bigger than the game.
Yeah, so. Absolutely.
Cox Plate.
Of course. Weekend. It was time to talk thoroughbred racing. Isn't it the one time of the year when anyone cares
what
about
a
horse
great,
racing?
It's the best day in racing. Derby Day, as they say in Victoria.
Yeah.
It's the best day in racing. Saturday.
No, that's next week.
Oh, sorry, it is too. It is next week. Cox Plate Day.
The thing about Cox Plate is at Moonee Valley, right? And Moonee Valley is this, it's like a little matchbox of a race course, and the stands are right over the track. And so it feels more like a stadium than a race course.
Oh, yeah.
And the horses come out from a gap in the grandstand like footballers running onto the field. I was there in 2002 when Northerly beat Sunline and Grandeera. And it was a great day for WA racing. It was with John McGrath, Matchy, as we know him, who obviously was a senior football writer at the West, but before that was one of the truly great racing writers of Australia. Had a drink with Damien Oliver in the bar. Of course, 2 days later, tragically, Jason Oliver was crushed by a horse back in Perth. And 10 days later, Damien rode... Media puzzle to the Melbourne Cup victory and one of the most famous Melbourne Cup wins ever. And to this day, I think Fred Kersley, the trainer of Northerly, regrets not running Northerly in that Melbourne Cup. Northerly had won the Caulfield Cup a couple of weeks before there, had won the Cox Plate and had a chance to do the treble, and would have been very hard to beat.
Who wins it, mate?
I don't know, mate. What I know about... Yeah, probably.
Zaki's the favourite, Moanga. But I like Very Elegant. Great horse.
Great name.
I think it's about 16 bucks too, so it's worth a little punt there. Very Elegant.
I'm going to have
a very good day if you win it.
I'm going to have money on Very Elegant. Just, yeah. I just love the name.
I've got to replenish my account as soon as we leave this room. It's not been a good couple of weeks.
Well, gentlemen, on that note, thank you very much for coming into the studio. We'll have a chat to you next week.
Pleasure.